This is case number 12699. Bruce Sentman Jr. seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Sheep Pen Road, approximately 135 feet from Godwin School Road. The 911 address is 24230 Sheep Pen Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 16, Parcel 73.03. Specifically, the applicant requests a 10.6-foot variance and a 12.3-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed garage addition. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bruce Sentman Jr., 24230 Sheep Pen Road, Millsboro.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the
yes.
truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm seeking a variance for addition onto my shop. The only spot I really have is out the back, because out the front, my septic system, I got the building, is an existing building as far as I can, because in my drain field, and to be able to have the driveway to turn trailers around and vehicles around. And with it being in the back, it wouldn't be visible from the road, wouldn't change anything. Excuse me. And I have a letter from my neighbor. He wrote it last minute. The neighbor butts up the back of me that it would affect him, and he's for it. I have copies of it here.
Would you please hand it over to Mr. Phillips?
Thank you.
Does that complete your presentation? Yeah. You said, can you explain, you said the lot is long and your cannot otherwise be developed. You stated that the lot is long and narrow with Del Dot mandating where my driveway access went. Can you go into that a little more?
Yeah, it can only be on the one side of the property. They mandated where the entrance was to the driveway. And I have it running down beside my drain field. It's the only way I can get it back to the buildings, because my drain field's in that whole open area there beside the pool and the driveway.
So they dictated where that, all that?
Yeah, where the driveway was, and they dictated where the drain field was going.
Understood.
And the other part of the yard, the other side of the yard's real low, and it lays full of water during storms.
Now what area is that you're saying?
On the other side of the pool, if you're standing looking in front of the property on the right side.
Okay, gotcha.
It's real low.
Uh-huh. Is that just a row of trees, or is that a ditch along there?
It's just a row of trees.
The neighbor that you have that's for this, are they the ones that are going to be most directly affected by this?
Yeah, they're the ones that back right up to the back of my property there. They got a horse pasture and stuff that back right up to my property.
Okay. How about the other neighbors?
I haven't spoke to them. Or the neighbor on one side, or the two on Godwin School Road, I haven't spoke to, but the neighbor on my other side, he was all right with it.
What's the purpose for the addition?
For more shop space and storage. Because when I went for my conditional use, it said I had to keep everything inside, cleaned up on property.
Okay. How long ago did you get the conditional use?
It was 2014.
Did say that the existing building will block it.
Yes. Yeah. You won't be able to see it except from the neighbor behind me or walking around the side of it.
Okay.
Is there any possibility of coming over off of the front building, off the side of it, just to stay in inside the property line?
Well, if I come off the front, then you can't get in there to turn around trailers or vehicles.
No, I mean, so the one that's...
The one that's turned 90 degrees?
Yes, yep.
If I come off the front of it, it's going to block the door on my other building.
Well, I meant if you came off of the far end of it. So just, you know, it's...
That's the little area of the yard.
Okay.
It lays full of water.
Are you not able to put a building in the back corner of your lot there?
There's a shed there, and you wouldn't be able to access it with a vehicle or anything. Get back to it. With me putting it in the rear of that other building, I'll be able to back down the driveway and access it and to unload mowers that don't run the store back there to move stuff in and out.
So you need the building for more lawnmowers? Is that what it's for?
Well, for more shop space, the store mowers that I'm working on currently.
Okay.
To keep them out of the, from being outside and being seen. That was part of my conditional use. Everything had to stay inside the buildings.
Mr. Sharp, I think you've asked most of my questions. The only one I have, what's the conditional use for?
For lawnmower repair business.
And you've had no violations for that?
No.
Will the addition of this require any change to that conditional use approval?
No.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12699? We do have one. Would you like to speak or just in favor? Just in favor. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12699? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. There are no additional questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12699 for Mr. Bruce Sentman for the requested variance pending the final written decision based upon the record. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too for those reasons. With a vote of 4-0, case number 12699 has been approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.